There you go, and that's the Pointer Sisters and Slow Hand. And on the line now I have Emma Burton from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Good morning, Emma, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, Noel. How are you doing?
Okay, tell us about the remit of the authority. Exactly, has it changed since it was set up in 2002?
Well, the remit of the authority hasn't changed. Our remit is to help transform Ireland into a more sustainable society. And to do that, you know, there are a number of measures that we can take. And one of the big issues for us is that, is, you know, sustainability really is all about sustainable electricity generation, sustainable transport, and sustainable heating. And that's where I would come in with my particular program. It's in the domestic environment to help make people's homes more sustainable.
Okay, the first thing I have to say is that a lot of people think, since it came in, of course, the associated transport and stuff like that, and it's immediately it's costs for the public themselves. So is there a way around the cost? Does it always cost money, in other words?
Well, let's take the example. The government is providing money to help people make their home more sustainable. And the advantage to people in doing that is they're making their homes warmer and more comfortable. Now, yes, it does cost money, but the good news is that, you know, the government will pay you about a third of the cost of that. And in the long term, you're going to cut your energy bills, your heating bills, by about half. Mm-hmm. Okay? So what we're talking about really is, you know, the winter comes, people's homes are drafty, they're cold. Most, you know, homes in Dublin were built without insulation. So what we're trying to do is to persuade people to insulate their homes, to get wall insulation, to get attic insulation, or to improve their attic insulation, to bring it up to the modern standard. So you can get internal wall insulation, external wall insulation. And, it's, you know, if let's say you have a mid-terraced home, you only have to insulate your front wall and your back wall. You don't need to insulate the two side walls. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you've got a semi-detached home, then you've got three outside walls that you need to insulate. And, yeah, the way we do it is a very simple process. We invite people to go onto our website or to call up our hotline and to make an application. And to be honest, the summer is a really good time to do that because the weather, you know, the weather is good and it's a good time to get a contractor in to do some work on your house.
Mm-hmm. So they just get, again, in touch and get all the information. And the companies that people would get, do they have to do that independently or would you recommend one?
We don't actually recommend, but we do have a list of contractors on our website. Those people are sort of tax compliant and they're insured and insurance is very important. So what we say is go to our website, pick a contractor and then give them a call, invite them out to your house, ask them for a quote, maybe ask them for references. Or, you know, you can also talk to your friends and neighbours and see if they've had similar work done.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're happy, you know, you can apply. But then you'll actually be grant approved within minutes. You just need your NPRN number from your electricity bill, a contractor from our list, as I said, mm-hmm. and just to make sure that your house is built before 2006. And basically that's it. You fill out your application form and it's not even... you know, it's not, it doesn't depend on your income or anything like that. Everybody qualifies for it.
Okay. Now, if someone has had it done, say, in the initial stages, maybe 5 or 6, up to maybe 10 years ago, and it hasn't proved to be efficient or enough, can they go again and say, look, what I got done originally is not great, can I get it done again? Is there a limit to the times they can apply for help?
Well, you can... You can't, let's put it this way, some people might have gotten work done not under the grant scheme. They can come back and get more work, get the work done or get it done properly mm-hmm. and apply for the grants. Or they can avail of different grants. Like we also, you know, we give grants not just for insulation, but also to get a more efficient oil boiler or gas boiler or to get some solar panels on your roof to produce hot water. So, you can do that over time. You can keep coming back to us and apply for different measures.
Okay, and when you say fostering innovation and entrepreneurship, what does that mean?
Well, first of all, you know, by encouraging contractors, you know, contractors generally are self-employed or our contractors might work for, you know, they generally work for small companies. So we're providing, I suppose, business for them to grow and, you know, to embrace new measures like you know, renewables or, you know, for example, solar panels on your roof. That's how we would see our role is, you know, to encourage, you know, entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. people set up their own companies and to develop their businesses that way.
Okay. And in the course of time, how have we been over the past 14 years? Are we getting the idea now?
We are getting the idea. I'll tell you, what's good is that there was a survey done by ourselves just before Christmas, and we found out that more than half of the population has accepted that we have a role to play in climate change. Like in the past, people thought it was just big industry or it was, you know, up to the government. But now everybody has accepted that they have a role to play. And that's really good news for us. Now, you know, people have probably heard that we have these goals for 2020. We need to reduce our energy consumption by 20% by 2020. And we've got quite a bit of work to do over the next 3 or 4 years. We're not where we should be. And that's why we're giving a really big push and really trying to ask people out there, you know, do something in the battle against climate change and begin with your own home and begin and renovate, get a more efficient boiler and reduce your energy. Because mm-hmm. the energy, most of 90% of the energy that we produce in Ireland is produced through burning fossil fuels. We're talking about oil and we're talking about gas. Now, you know that oil comes from the Middle East, which is a very, you know, unstable region. Mm-hmm. Most of our gas, the big long gas pipeline is coming from Russia. So basically all the money that leaves our country goes to the Middle East or goes to Russia in the form of paying for gas and oil. And if we reduce our energy bill by becoming more energy efficient, you know, it's a form of patriotism as well. And I think 2016 is a good year to start making, you know, a new beginning.
Mm. It's something I don't hear a lot of people talking about. So I'm wondering, would you need more advertising? Are you government? How are you funded, by the way?
We're funded by the Irish government and we also get some funding from the European Union. Mm-hmm. And because it's government money, you know, they want us to spend the money actually on retrofitting people's homes. They don't really want us to spend the money on advertising, as you can well imagine. So thank you very much. Like, we're delighted to get the opportunity like this, you know, to talk to people directly, you know, via radio where we don't have to pay for it. So
yeah, it's absolutely a great service, actually. And I'd just like to see a little more of it out there, a little more. The light hidden under the bushel, as I would say. You don't hear many people talking about it. And if people are changing over the course of the years, I think it's because they're hearing more and it's all word of mouth, which is great.
It is indeed.
Mm-hmm. So
it is, and we have a brochure, for example, that we send out by email. I don't know if you have listeners on your email list, but you know, the way you could help us would be if we provided you with our digital brochure. Maybe you could forward it on to your listeners.
Of course, yeah. Okay, but if you send that on to us as well,
and they can also. Do you mind if I give a phone number
they can call? On. Yeah, go on.
That'd be great. Okay, they can call us at 1-850-927-000, and they can either get more information sent out by post or they can get help with applying directly mm-hmm. over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I'm talking about information and people getting used, it takes a long time for people to change. I mean, they were talking about, for instance, electric cars, but immediately you have to have the services maintained. And for instance, I often pass by one particular place and there's only one outlet, or whatever you'd want to call it, one point, electric point for the car, and you're going, now if you've got 5 or 6 cars queuing up for that, so it's having all the services behind what's being done. Now, people can get their houses insulated and all like that, but the alternatives to the heating aspect of it, to do away with the fossil fuels, how many alternatives are there? Could you give an example of that?
Well, the best example, I suppose, to avoid fossil fuels is not to use up any energy. So that's why we talk about energy efficiency. It means, literally, if you make your house really efficient, you won't actually be using much energy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a couple of other ways, like the solar panels I mentioned. That's a form of renewable energy. So the heat from the sun on your roof will actually heat up hot water and give you as much hot water as you need. There are other ways that are coming down the track. Some people have used it in new builds, like heat pumps. So a heat pump is something that takes energy from the air or from the ground, from the heat from the ground, or from water mm-hmm. even, and converts it into electricity. And these are really, you know, fantastic and innovative new ways in the future. And we are looking at grant aiding those. Some of our programs, like we have another program called Better Energy Community, where we also grant aid renewables in homes and in the commercial sector.
And are all houses adaptable for the solar panels, for instance?
Yes. Solar panels to heat your hot water is usually very easily done. There are two different types of solar panels. One is solar thermal, that's for heating your hot water, and there's another one called solar photovoltaic, and that's another fascinating form of technology because it actually generates, you know, electricity using the heat from the sun and the light. So, it's usually done. You need, though, a skilled craftsperson, a good electrician with experience. I would always check a person's references. I wouldn't let anybody do it. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure that they've done this work before and they're really on top of their game. It's always important when you're choosing a tradesman, as you know yourself.
Yeah, and would you get the contacts off yourselves there? Now, for instance, would you have a list of people that would do that sort of thing as well?
Well, we don't, to be honest now, we don't actually recommend contractors.
Okay.
Because it's a private contract or agreement between the homeowner and their tradesperson.
Okay.
We don't get involved in it.
Okay, I'll check. I understand that completely. You know. But is there plenty of them around, I suppose I should ask, really? There's lots of people around doing this.
Well, when it comes to getting insulation done, getting new gas boiler, you know, with heating controls, there are plenty of them around, plenty of good people. The renewable sector is an area, you know, that's growing, and we probably don't have enough at the moment, but is certainly improving every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose it's like I was saying about the car. You need the services to sort of get the things to grow a little bit and get people to use it more. But it sounds like we are getting better anyway, Eimear. Are we along the way? Is it slow?
It's a slow burn, but we need to get a bit quicker and a bit better at it. Okay. What's really good is that the children are learning about this in school, and they're bringing the good news home, and they're sharing it with their parents and their, you know, their older siblings. So an awful lot of people are learning from their kids.
Okay, the number is 1859 27 000. Any more information, Eimear, that we can get out there that would assist people?
Sure. Yeah, so our website is www.seai.ie, and we have a budget that we're happy and willing to spend, so please send in your applications and you will get a grant from us.
Okay. Is the same grant applied to everyone across the board? Senior citizens get any special loans in any sense?
Well, here's some great news for senior citizens. If you are on fuel allowance, and by the same token, if you're a job seeker, you know, on job seeker's allowance for more than 6 months with children under 7 in your household, or if you're on family income support, you can actually qualify to get some of this work done absolutely free. So where it'll be 100% grant aided. So, you know, things like, you know, attic insulation, lagging jackets and you know, expert advice, all for free.
Wow. So people look up seai.ie for all the information, and also 1850 927 000. That's all the information. And anything else, Eimear?
And on the subject, you seem to be particularly interested in the electric cars. We're also giving a grant of €5,000 for a person who buys a new electric car. There you go.
Yeah, it's just all you need is more points to go with. I think that's being looked after now, though, isn't it?
It is indeed. And the local authorities are also rolling out a great programme there.
Okay. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much, Eimear.
Thanks very much, Noel. I'll give
all that information out in the course of the programme.
That's brilliant.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye. Bye.
And that's Eimear Burton from ESAI. That's the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.